Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God.
I'm joined with my guest this morning, Sister Vanessa Johnson. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, it's such an honor to have you here with me. We go back a long way. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm a mother of nine children. Been saved for like 30 years now. I attend Neville's Temple Church of God in Christ. Really healthy person. Never really had to go to doctors or anything of that nature coming up in my years. And in 2010, was in my office and was feeling really different and funny. And went to the doctors and found out that they had diagnosed me with cardiac heart failure. Never had anything wrong with my heart or anything. Didn't know what was going on and didn't know then what it was called, but it was called palpitation of the heart that was really upsetting and disturbing. Couldn't breathe, couldn't move. When I went to the doctors, they were just astounded that, you know, it would happen like that because I never had a history of heart disease. And so in 2010, they, you know, was calling the family in and was giving them up. I didn't have a stroke. I didn't have a heart attack or I didn't have to have surgery. It was just the beating of the heart was just so slow that it wasn't circulating the blood. And that was in 2010. And they called, like I said, they called the family in and they was giving me up. Only thing that they could do for me would be a heart transplant. It wasn't available no kind of way. Didn't qualify any kind of way to have that done. And that was in 2010, and I am yet here today.
Praise God. Can you tell us the process of believing God and trusting God through this? As you already forestated, they gave you up. Can you just share a little of the process for someone that's going through out there, the doctors have given them up or just given them a bad report and said there's nothing else that they can do?
The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You have to hear the word of God relentlessly every day. Somebody teaching faith. I thank God that I was at a place where my pastor was teaching faith. Not only teaching it, but living it in front of us every day. You know, it seemed like at one point in time that when the word would come, it would just cut you because it's telling you to come up, that you shouldn't be this way if you believe God. And you think you be believing all that you can. But you know what? I just finally said, Lord, I put all my trust in you. As they already told me, there's nothing that they could do. So all my trust have to go into you. And then here back in August, have been going to Noonday Prayer and listening to the word of God. And just, like I said, relentlessly, you have to hear because he said he sent his word to heal us. He said that he would heal us from all manner of sickness and diseases. All we have to do is believe and trust in him. When it seemed like there is no hope, we know that he is. I know that he was my hope. He's the only one that I could rely on. And like I said, you have to hear it. You can't hope upon it. You can't pray upon it. You can't fast upon it. But you have to believe it. And you have to hear the word continuously. And you have to believe the word. It was an episode that I went through and went in just for a routine examination to get a test done in Cleveland Clinic. And when I got there, I couldn't hardly even walk in the building. They had to wheel me in the building. Hadn't been feeling well, couldn't hardly move, couldn't hardly breathe. Just didn't have, you know, any gumption, no get up and go, and I couldn't. I was so just I didn't know what it was. It was something that I never felt before. But when they got me in there and they start doing tests and everything, and I was drowning and didn't even know it. I had retained 40-something pounds of fluid. I went in just for the test, but I wound up being admitted for a whole week. It took a whole week for all the fluid to come off my body. And people around the globe, I'm going to say, began to pray. The word went out. Prayer changes things. It's the same God.
I witnessed so many times when you looked like you were on your way out of here when you yes. couldn't even hardly go up the steps. You had to wear a certain kind of stocking for your legs and a certain kind of shoe. That's why I have you here, because I want the people to know that God can and will turn things around in your favor. When the doctor
yes,
says
will.
It's over, God said not yet.
Not yet. And I thank him every day. I'm not moping around. I'm running. But again, I thank God for that faith, because if I wasn't hearing it, if I wasn't hearing the faith preach, then I wouldn't have nothing to grasp for. I could have just settled down and just said, oh, well, this is my life. But thank God for the hearing the word of God and letting the word, he said he sent his word to heal us. And I believe that.
I do too. And I want to tell the listeners and whoever's listening, you don't have to accept what the enemy has put on you, because God made the body. He knows the body. He put it together. And if you want your healing, you can get your healing today.
Yes, Lord. And I'm thanking him now.
Sister Johnson, can you encourage our listeners?
I would say don't give up. If you're not hearing the word of God, get to a place where you can hear what the Spirit is saying unto you. Get to a place that where you can say, Lord, I'm giving it all to you. This is my body. You made me. You wonderfully made me. And you said in your word, if you can't even get to a place, open up the Bible and read the word. Look up those scriptures where he says that he sealed his word to heal us, that he healed us from all manner of sicknesses and diseases. Get to that place and read it. Ask God to come in and help you every step of the way, because you can't do it by yourself, and only he can heal you. The doctors can treat, the hospitals can treat, but only God can heal.
Thank you so much for being my guest this morning. We have been truly blessed by your testimony.
Thank you for having me.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.